We're holding the Gemara Daf Nun Hey Omid Aleph, the top of the Omid. Uvichol Mokoim Talmidei Chachomim Betelim. That's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mokoim Shenogu Lases Melacha B'Tisha B'Av. They do Melacha because it's Avelis Yishana, so the Minigus to do Melacha, even though it's a Zman of Avelis, so Oisin. Mokoim Shenogin Shaloi Lases Melacha, Ein Oisin. Not to be mevatel yourself from the Hesach Hadas, from the Avelis. Yet the Mishnah says, Uvichol Mokoim Talmidei Chachomim Betelim. Shimon Gamliel says a person can always make himself a Talmud Chacham. It's not called Michzik Ki Yuara, and you could be Yoisha Bota from Melacha. Frek the Gemara, the top of Nun Hamad Aleph. Lememed, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Sova Loi Chashin Ali Yuara. This seems to imply Reb Shimon Gamliel is not concerned about Gaiva, about Yuara. Make yourself a Talmud Chacham. Now Rabbonon then argue on Reb Shimon Gamliel. Tanakama doesn't say Reb Shimon Gamliel's din that Loilam Yasin Matz Talmud Chacham. So, Mashma the Rabbanon holds Chashin Ali Yura. The Rabbanon Savik Chashin Ali Yura. And that would be the Machlokes on our Mishnah. Frag the Gemara of Ipre Shamin Allah. We learned punk the opposite in Masechta Brachas. The Tanan, the Mishnah in Brachas says, Daf the Zainam at Beis, Chosin Em Yitzeliko is Kriyashma. Laila Rishayne Koira. Tanakam over there says, a Chosin was Oisik B'Mitzvah. B'Mitzvah's Bias Ishtoi, so he's Oisik B'Mitzvah. So Tanakama says, if he wants to learn Kriyashma, he could. We don't say Oisik B'Mitzvah. We don't say he's preoccupied. He could learn Kriyashma. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omar, Loi Kol HaRoitze Little as Hashem Yitoil. It's Hori. Someone who's Roitze Little as Hashem, that means, Dr. Rashi, Kese Prishus V'Yiras Chet She'eni Yochel Levat Lemenu Malchus Shamayim. I cannot not say Kriyashma. Afilo Laila Echos, Loi Kol HaRoitze Little Yitleno. That's not just for any person. The michzik yuara u'machinon biyodei. Don't say kriyashma. So here we have Reb Shimon Gamliel and Bracha says that it's michzik yuara if you say kriyashma. And loy kol arot tilit lis Hashem. And Rabban over there say that chosin miyitzi could lain. And you're not worried about yuara. And by osas punk vakert, our Mishnah Reb Shimon Gamliel says every person can make himself a Talmud Chacham and not worried about yuara. And Rabban by our Mishnah says that not every person is Talmud Chacham. We are concerned about yuara. Enter the Gemara. So it seems like a stira. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlefes Hashita. Switch around the Shitas. Zogd Rashi, what do you switch around? Hatana Shesidron Toh Ba'achas. One of the Mishnayas, either by us or in Brochas, is supposed to be Machlefit. V'hichlef Shitosoi. Hatana Shesidron Toh Ba'achas, man. V'hichlef Shitosoi. Rashi doesn't say which one you switch. Rashi says switch one of them so we could coincide Reb Shimon Gamliel with Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Beis Yosef in Siman Ayin says that the Tanin Brochus is the one you have to be machlif. Why? Since we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Because Halach Kamaisa B'chol Mokoyim. And Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that Chosin. That we paskin that you do lain Kriyashma. We paskin you lain Kriyashma. So since we paskin Reb Shimon Gamliel, B'chol Mokoyim, so switch over there. And since we lain Kriyashma, so switch over there and say that not kol haroitze litos Hashem yitol is Reb Shimon Gamliel shita, but rather Reb Shimon Gamliel holds chosin haroitze likos kriyashma laila rishon koira. Because we hold that you lain kriyashma. And since we paskin Reb Shimon Gamliel, b'chol mokoyim, aloch kamoitzoi, so mele switch the Gemara, the Mishnah in Brachas. And that's what we talk a paskin. That today chosin reads kriyashma, and the reason is because no one is really mechaven in kriyashma. If no one is mechaven, so then fakir the chosin is also chayv. The Mishabru, as a matter of fact, says the adrabba. If the chosin is not going to learn kriyashma, so it is showing that usually I'm on a very high madrega, I'm mechaven. So adrabba, he has to learn kriyashma.
In that circumstance, we passing you learn kriyashma because you hold Reb Shimon Gamliel. But in Echlami, if that was not Reb Shimon Gamliel, we wouldn't pass him that way.
Correct. But so, in order to have the psak coincide with the klal, that Allah kashbag.
But the psak is only there because of Reb Shimon Gamliel. It's the train leading the horse.
I hear what you're saying, but we paskin that you say.
You only say because you paskin.
But we paskin also that you say because bizman is and nobody is mechavim. So we paskin beetsim that you say, and like the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't say, that's good for Yego. That's true. But at the end of the day, let's say there will be anonymous machloikas. We would paskin that you say. Why? Because be'etzim echosin cannot say, I'm not mechavin today. No one is mechavin. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're not going to say, that's the biggest URL. So it comes from both angles, be'etzim. But you're right. It's a galgal achoyza, but really it's both angles that we paskin like the chosin says. Zok de gemor vayta. So the first teretz is mechlef sashita. Second teretz, zok de gemor rav shishi b'chid avidi omal, loy tepuch. Don't switch around the shitas. The Rabbanan, the Rabbanan loy kasha. It's not a stira, our Rabbanan over there. Hocha came to Kuli Alma Avdi Malocha. Over here, the Rabbanan say that not everyone could be a Talmud Chacham and say, I'm not working. The reason why over here, the Rabbanan say this din, that you can't just say a Talmud Chacham, is Hocha came to Kuli Alma Avdi Malocha. We're talking about a Mokim Shenogu. Since everyone over here does Malocha, Viyuloy over, then he decides to abstain. Mirzi Kiyura, that looks like Gaiva. Aval Hossam over there came into Kuli Alma Kori. Everyone lanes Kriya Shema, besides the Chasanim. But everyone in the world lanes Kriya Shema. V'yu Nami Kogin, he's also going to lane. So then, loy mirsi kiyura. So may let's start a in Rabbonon. Rabbonon over there, loyalim say, chosim reitze likos kreira. Why? Because the ganze welt lanes. She's like the ganze welt. And over here, the Rabbonon say that you're not, that you abstain from work. Why? The kuli am avdi malochi, you do like the welt. So mele, it's not a stira. Rabbanon over here say you work like the ganze welt. And Rabbanon over there say, im roitze likos kirshma koyre, because you like the welt. Don't say it's because you're not worried about your yes or worried about your raw. You're following the welt. Not the chasanim welt, but you're following the welt. You're laying kirshma. So it's lemich sikiyuro. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loy kasha, hosim du bi'ine kavona, meaning, when it comes to Kriyashma, we need kavona. Vanan sadid lemotzi kavne daita. And now the chosin son is going to lane. That's michzik yura. Aval hocha lo michzik yura. Mashen in our mishnah when Rashi Gamliel says abstain from work, even though it's a makim shenogu that you do malacha, it's lo michzik yura. Why? Amri malacha udeleslei. This by punk doesn't have a job. Puk chazi kama batloni ika b'shuka. There are numerous people that don't have jobs. So mele, that would not be a michzi ki yuara. The fact, so lo'ilam if Shimon Gamliel Taka says, over here, in Brochus, he Taka says, you don't lane. Why? Because boy kavona. So anan sa da motzi mikav ne daita. So it's michzi ki yuara. Over here, if Shimon Gamliel says, that don't work, it's not because of yuara. Kama batloni ika b'shuka. So mele, it's not a stira, rashbag and rashbag.
Were we talking about Avichatzos when you worked on the shuka?
No, we're talking about before Chatzos. After Chatzos and Issa. Before Chatzos, it's a Mokim Shenogu. After Chatzos and Issa, because Korban Pesach. Before Chatzos, then it's a... Oh, you're talking about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, we're talking about before Chatzos and after Chatzos. We don't differentiate. Chatzos was only Legabe Korban Pesach. Chatzos, we don't... We taka the friendship is Manazer. Chatzos, not. But Lamaisa Ein Roisim Brocha the whole day. We don't work on Tisha B'Av. The Mokim Shenogu doesn't make them before Chatzos, after Chatzos. Avelis is the whole day. Avelis is the whole day. Zog the Mishnah. V'chachomim oimrim b'Yehuda hoyoisim melocha b'arei Pesachim. This goes back now to the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah said, Mokim Shenogu lasis melocha b'arei Pesachim. That was talking about before Chatzos, oisin. Mokim Shenogu shaloi lasis, ein oisin. Now, that was a totally in a minig. Zog the Mishnah. V'chachomim oimrim. We'll see in the Gemara that the Chachamim now over here are not going in the same sheet of the first Mishnah in the Perek. The Chachamim hold that it's an Issa to do Melocha, not just a Minig. The Chachamim Oimrim, Be'Yehuda Yoyse Melocha Bar Pesachim Ad Chatzos. In Yehuda the Taka, they worked on Chatzos. Uve Golil Loi Ha Yoyse in Kolika. It was Taka and Issa. They didn't do Melocha. Not Stam. It's a Minig. Otherwise, what are Chachamim saying more? We'll see in the Gemara. But the Chachamim over here are going in a Shita that there was an Issa in Golil to do Melocha. We'll see in the Gemara how the Gemara explains this Mishnah with the previous Mishnah, with the first Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Halaylo, what about Or Labos or Halaylo? We're talking about in the morning until Chatzos. First Mishnah says, Mokam Shenogu. This Mishnah says, Chachom Sebi Yehuda they did in Arab Pesachamat Chatzos. In gold, it was Lohio Ois and Kolika. What about the night before, by the Lil Badikas Chometz, Halaylo? Beishamai oisrim. Here we're going again. We see a sheet of oisrim that it's osa, not just minig. Ubesilam matir not a netzachama. Betilam matir until netzachama. Why does it say netzachama? To toisis and dabez on the base. The first daf in the mesechta, toisis says that even though a tiny usually starts from a lois shachar, why would it start from a netzachama? Because since over here we're talking about the din melocha, so melocha is as mam that poilim go to work. Poilim go to work from netzachama. They don't go from a lois. Too dark still. So Melu, when it comes to the Din Melocha, Beshilam Matirin Ada Netzachamo, meaning Halaylo Beishama is Asas, Beshilam Matir Halaylo until Netzachamo. That's ready, the Zman of Poilim Olchim Lemelachdom. So that starts the Zman of Isma Melocha of Arve Pesachim. Oh, we'll see. The Gemara now is going to coincide the two Shitas. Meanwhile, we have a Reisha that says, Chachomim say Yehuda, they did Melocha, and Golol, Lohi Oiz Kalik, which is Mashma Issa. And the Lilo Beshama Besil. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask this stira. Mi kara tonim in hagav lefsef tani sura. If you read the Mishnah at point at face value, it seems like the ratio of the Mishnah is min hagav. Don't say isa. V'chama oimu biyudai oisin and galalaya oisin. And then it says Beshama oisin. Mi kara tonim in hagav lefsef tani sura. And for the Gemara to coincide the ratio to say for this Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan loy kasha. Hora Meir, Hora Yehuda. There's a machloikas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, Makam Shenagu, and Rabbi Yehuda over here holds a Saka also. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Omer Rabbi Yehuda.
When you say
Meir
Kara, means Meir Kara here or Meir Kara means?
No, this Mishnah. This Mishnah, Meir Kara, Tonim. If you look in the beginning of the Mishnah, it doesn't say anything about Issa. It's totally in Minig. And now over here it says an Issa. And for the Gemara, Loikasha, Hora Meir, Hora Yehuda. This whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, true, Mi'kara also means the first Mishnah, correct. First Mishnah in the Perek is Minhaga, and this Mishnah ends off with Isura. Is this, how does this coincide? The first Mishnah is Makam Shenagu, correct. This, safe of this Mishnah is Isura. The ratio of this Mishnah is cryptic. It doesn't say what it is. It says Gol and Yehuda. It seems like it's Minig, then doesn't coincide with the safe of the Mishnah. It coincides the first Mishnah. What is this? So the Gemara is going to say there's Taka two Shitas, there's two Mishnayas. The first Mishnah is Rameya that's going with Minug. The second Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda that's going with Issa. Zok the Braisa, the Tanya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, be Yehuda yoisim melacha ba'arvi psochem at chatzois. Uve golu ein oisim kol ikka, meaning it was Taka and Issa. And on that, Rameya said, Omer Rameya, ma raya Yehuda ve golu lekan. What's in the gate to you in golu? Remains of the opinion on the first mission is Perak, it's totally in Minigam Mokim. What are you telling me, Yehuda and Golil? Elo, Mokim Shinogal, Lassim Loch Oisin, Mokim Shogos, Lassim Ein Oisin. Zog the Gomogami, the Komer, Ameim, and Hoga, Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda, Isua Komar. So we're stelling away from this Raisa, clearly from the Machloikas, where Remeyah says, what are you telling me, Rabbi Yehuda and Golem and Hogim? It's totally in every place. What are you picking a city? I can pick you many cities. But it's mashma that Remeyah is going to Minig, so he asks his Kasha. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Isua Komar. That means the Mishnah in the first barrack is going to Remeyah, and that's Takam in Hoga. Masnisin over here that's Chomim Oimim Yehuda Oisin and Begolaloy Oisin Kalika is going Bedas Rabbi Yehuda that's going as Issa. And because Begolaloy Oisin Kalika means Machmas the Issa Shaboy. And on that, Gufa, now it stems very good. There's Machlok's Besham Beshil, Bedas Rabbi Yehuda. That Besham Beshilol, Lagabe the Lila, Besham hold Takets Osa. And Beshil holds no, Lila, it's not an Osa. Azuz Octosis Behedja over here in the second Bamaskal. Omega Meir. What's it mean, machloikas? No machloikas. It's dependent on the minig amokim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole Mishnah is Isura. So then, loya oisin kolika means machmas Issa, and the mail is a machloikas beisham besil in the Isra itself. Does it apply in Lila or not? Zog Rashi Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda Isura Ka'omar, the Bnei Yehuda Matirin, they argue on this Issa, ubnei golal oisin. But it's not a minig. The imin hoga komar my pluk to the rameya hoga biyuda nami yochi omar begol hoya noigin by isa shechmir alatma biyuda noigin by heta. If then there wouldn't be a machloekes rameya and a biyuda. But the biyuda taka says that in Yehuda they held it wasn't an isa, and in Gola they held it was an isa. But it's not a machloekes in minig, because then it wouldn't be a tully in Gola and Yehuda, be tully in minig like rameya tainis. But Akoponim, Reb Yehuda is this Mishnah that Taka says it's an Issa. In Golil, they held it was an Issa, and Yehuda, they argued. But in Golil, it was an Issa. And on that, Beisham and Beisil will argue to what extent is it also negated to the Laila or not. Now, Chachomim, which is Reb Yehuda, they say, Be Yehuda Yoysa Melocha. Meaning, in Yehuda, they held that it was an Issa. Zog de Gemara, the second wide line, Besover Reb Yehuda, Arbosor, Mutter, Basias, Melocha. In Yehuda, they held that our boss was Mutter Basis Melocha. In Gola, they held it was an Issa. And in Yehuda, they held it was Mutter Basis Melocha. Frag the Gemara of Tanya, I'll ask you the following question. Reb Yehuda Oime, Hamenachesh Beshloisha Oso, Venecho Biyodoi, Shoisla Bemoka Matit, Ven Shoisla Bemoka Magrid. Which means as follows. In order for the Oime to be Matir, Chodosh, it has to be Hushrash before the Hakrobas Oime. Before Tez. So that needs, if you uprooted something on the 14, you plowed, it was uprooted. Now you want to plant it again in order that Oymish be matter it. So then it has to be rerooted into the ground. If it's not rerooted in the ground on time, then Omer will only be matter next year. It needs 3 days for something to regrow and reroot. So if someone is menachesh and shloisha on the 13th of Nisan, and it got uprooted v'necha, biyadoi shoisla mokamatit, you shoisla it again in the mokamatit, where over there can grab hold again into the ground. The ain shoisla mokamagrid, which is dry land over there, it's too dry, it's not going to be koilet. Now, we say over here, b'shloisha also in, when could you be menakesh that you have ample time for it to grab hold again? Is b'shloisha also, the 13th of Nisan. Barbo also loy. Now, if you need 3 days for it to grab hold, you can theoretically do the 14th also. You know why? The 14th, you have mikzas hayoyim kekuloi. In the middle of the 14th, you put it back into the ground. You're menachesh and you put it back into the ground. The 15th, you have the whole day. And the 16th, you have part of the day. And then huta hakodosh, you have the 16th. If you have mikzas hayoyim kekuloi, so you have 3 days, even if you do it, plow on the 14th, must be you're not allowed to plow on the 14th. Zog di gemara. If you don't have something grabbing hold into the roots again within 3 days, then shuvene koletes and if the 14th is mutter b'malacha, like Yehuda just said, in Yehuda, they held it was mutter. So why do you have to do menachesh on 13th? You have the 14th that you menachesh and you put it back into the ground. You have the 15th, and you're part of the 16th. So I can have 3 days. But unless you tell me it's also do malacha on the 14th. So how do you tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Yehuda it was mutabasiyas malacha? Assuming this din that we're saying now in menachesh b'shloish sasar is going in Yehuda, assumption it's going in Yehuda. So then, why does it have to be the 13th? It could have been the 14th. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda says, he says, we know the din of mitzvah kekuloi is a din. That you have a chalois din, mixa im kekula legabi avelis, it's called 7 days in the beginning of the day, or other din of mixa im kekuloi. Over here, it's a metzias dikadin. It's a hashrosha dikadin. What's in the game, mixa im kekuloi? Zok the noir biyudu, we see from here that kimlu chazal, that chilas hayoim, part of the day, and soif hayoim, part of the day, meaning the 14th and the 16th, the part of the beginning, the part of the end, with the middle of a full day, is mashrish. The metzias tak is mashrish. It's not the pshat, it's only in the game for a din. It's the gate and the metzias also legabi hashkosha. But upon effecting Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda holds in Yehuda it's muta, so why did we say menachesh b'shloisha could have been bar bosar? Enter the Gemara, simple teretz. This brisa menachesh is talking about in Golo. In Golo it's taka osa. So mele had to be b'shloisha because 14 is taka osa. 3 days you have, but it's also menachesh. Omarav b'golo shonu. Frag the Gemara, very good b'golo shonu. So you went back to the 13th. What about at night? After all, we had a machlokes b'sham b'shil by orla b'osar. So according to b'shil, it's mut at night. Va'ikol lelyo. Omer Rav Sheish says k'b'shamai. B'sham holds night is also. So mele, you're back to the 13th. It's talk about in Golo where the 14th is also, and it can't be at night according to b'shil, but going according to b'shamai. You want to coincide with b'shamai too. That's one teretz. Ravashi omel oilem k'b'shil, we're going b'shil. So why is it not say at night? Levisha ain dakar shabnei odom lenachsh b'layla. That's not a normal time that you plow. So mele, you're doing the daytime, which is the 13th. Third teretz, Ravina Omar, Lo'olam b'Yehuda. We're going back to Yehuda. And Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, hold this like a mutter. There's no Issa. So, Ebezoi, 3 days suffices. If you are your menachesh on the 14th, part of the 14th, full 15th, and part of the 16th, and it's Hushrat before Atos Oima, Zogma Lo'olam b'Yehuda, Uvashrosha, Chad Mikzasayoim Kulay Amrinon, Trey Mikzayoim Kulay Amrinon. You don't have two mitzayim in order for the din hashrosha. This is not a beautiful word. Oh, this is not a beautiful word. It's only bechad mitzayim. Meaning, part of the 16th, so then you taka have mitzayim kekula for the hashrosha. But you need a full 14th and a full 15th. And mamela, it can't be that you menachesh on the 14th, but you're lacking from the 14th. Zog Rashi, right before the wide lines, 2 lines before it gets, 3 lines before it gets wide. Im hoye menachesh ben hashmosh shel knisas habosa, ein chanami, if you menachesh ben hashmosh is before the 14th starts, have Amrinon the cult of Yudala Cholim, then you have a full 14. Uva Chamish also Sholem, Umitza Shish also. Then Taki would say Mitzayoim one side only. Have a Tre Mitzayoim, Kamenachbi Yudala to me boil on the Mema Tre Mitzayoim, Loy Amrinon. So we have 3 Terutzim that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds in Yehuda they held was Mutter, still the Braise says Hamenach Bishloish also, because on our Bosor, either on our Bosor, we're going in Golo Shani, so it's also. Or the second teretz was the reason why it says arbosar is because you need to have a mitzayoyim Miktayon doesn't work both ways. Right? The first teretz was Begol Shana. The second teretz was, what about the Laila? So we said Kung to Beis Shammai. I'm sorry, Kung to Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai Tzaka Osa. Ravashi says, Lo'el Mekorin to Beis Hillel, but it's not derech to Menachesh Belaila. And Ravina says that you only say Miktas Yom Chad and not Tre Miktas, so Mela it's Menachesh Beshloish Osa. Zok the Mishnah. Let's say we're going back to the din of Nokim Shinogu. So Mokim Shinogu Shaloy Las Melocha Babosar before Chatzos, you don't do Melocha. Dr. Meyer, Kol Melocha Shisra Bakoidim Labosar. Let's say you started before the 14th. So then Goim Ro Babosar, you can finish it out. Meaning, even it's Mokim Shinogu Shaloy Las Melocha, if you started Beheta, then you can finish Babosar. But you shouldn't start a melacha barbosa b'makom shenogu shalolasis. Even though you can finish, that's not a heta. Just because you can finish, it only can start before the 14th. Then you can finish on the 14th. Even makom shenogu shalolasis. V'chachomim ma'imrim gimel umni yois oisem melacha barb psochim. There are three professions that can do melacha on arab psochim, no matter what at chatzos. What are those? Even in the makom shenogu shalolasis. What are those three professions? Ve'eloin hachayotin tailors, hasaporim barbers, koifsin. Washers, koivis, even shoemakers. And the reason is because these are the three umnias that people need for oinig yontif. So it's oinig moyed, it's oinig yontif. So mele, these are professions that are necessary so they can do melacha, even makam shenogu shaloy lasos, even it's makam shenogu shaloy lasos because you need them. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, what are we talking about? Zok the Gemara, ibayilu, letzorecha moyetnan, meaning, Remeya's din. You can be going about Bosor, but you can't be maskil and finish. But even if you could finish, it's not enough. You have to stop before. Are we talking about melachas that are tzerich moyed? Iboilu the tzerich moyed tanan. But ainach anami avashalol the tzerich moyed. Afilu mikma nami loy. Even if you stop before and you're able to finish, you're not allowed to finish on our Bosor if it's not the tzerich moyed. I don't know. Shaloy letzerich hamoyed tanan. We're talking about shaloy letzerich hamoyed. Shaloy letzerich hamoyed. He says that if you started before, you're allowed to finish. Aval letzerich hamoyed. Aschulei maschelino. He can even start on the 14th. I don't know. Another tzad is bein letzerich hamoyed. Bein shaloy letzerich hamoyed. Migmer in ischulei loy. We don't differentiate. So again, the Gemara's question is: Remeya says any melacha that you started before the 14th, you can finish on the 14th, but you can't start on the 14th if you're going to finish. What is he talking about? Is he talking about a tzarech hamoyed, and that's mutter to start before, but shalol a tzarech hamoyed, then it's also even if you start before and you're going to finish, or no? The Mishnah is talking about shalol a tzarech hamoyed, if you started before, but a tzarech hamoyed, you can even start. Or Dilma, no, it doesn't make a difference. Tzarech hamoyed, not tzarech hamoyed, you can only finish, you cannot start, it's irrelevant if tzarech hamoyed or not. Zog demar toshma. I'll bring you the following raya. Avalo yaschil betchila ba'abosor. It says you shouldn't start the 14th. Afilu tziltzil cotton. Even a tziltzil, zog drashi, bindel lechagor, which means a belt. Even a small malacha like a belt. You shouldn't start, afilu shich b'ktana, you shouldn't start ba'abosor. My afilu, lav afilu hanu letzerch hamoed. Even though it's tzerch hamoed, you need a belt for yontif. Zog demora migmer in it says clearly you can't finish it. You can only finish it. You can't start it. Michlal, we can apply from here. The shaloy letzerich, if it's not letzerich hamoyed, so make manam legamrinon. It doesn't make a difference if you start before, you can't even finish on the 14th. So that would be a riot to that side. So come on, loy. Le'oilam the shaloy letzerich, make manam legamrinon. Le'oilam shaloy letzerich, you can also finish. Umay afilu, what does it mean? Afilu, the Bryce says, afilu migmar, even the tilts of cotton. May afilu, afilu hani nami, the zutra. When I skipped, afilu tzilta kon afilu shich v'ktano. Shich v'ktano is a roish, a hairnet. So even these two things, which are tzarech moyed, so we see clearly it's only migmar baraschule nat, is michlal de shalor tzarech, you can't even finish. Talk about loy. Lo'oilam shalor tzarech, if it's loy tzarech amoyed, migmar nami gamni, you could finish. Umay afilu, what's the chidish nafilu? Afilu hani nami de zutrininu, there's such small amount of work that it needs, the salkadait chaminon has choloson zui gmar melachton. Starting them is mamish like a gmar. It's upshot, I'm starting on the 14th. It's I'm going on the 14th because it's such a minimal amount of work that it needs. So naskibu nami lechatchila komashalon, that you can't start them, even though it's such a minute amount of work that it needs, it's also to be haskil, and we don't say haskoloson zui gmar melachton. We'll stop at the bottom of the omelette.